talk live, and it's your show. You can take control of the airwaves toll-free at 800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Guard.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com, where all the features on our site are completely free. That, again, freetalklive.com. I want to get back into the discussion about the free market and how it can provide defensive services. We'll do that in a moment,
sure.
But Jason's been waiting patiently on the line, on the amplifier line. Jason in Pennsylvania, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian Gard and Mark.
Good evening, gentlemen.
Hey, Jason. What's on your mind?
Some very interesting things happening in Pennsylvania these days. We have a governor who's in his second term, was the former mayor of Philadelphia. He's a Democrat. And though he's a big government Democrat, he's actually doing some things that are taking steps in the right direction toward liberty, but liberty through big government, which seems like a contradiction in terms. But a couple of things he's doing is he sponsored legislation and actually it passed a couple of years ago allowing for gaming in the state of Pennsylvania, slot machines, which was very hard fought against by the Republicans, but indeed it did pass. The latest thing that he's come up with is a plan to help fund state roads. I don't know if you heard, we had some big problems this past year with snow and people being stuck on some of our interstates for several days because of poor state snow removal.
Okay.
So he's actually thrown around the idea of privatizing the state highway system and leasing out the very first turnpike that was ever in existence in the United States, which is Interstate 76 across the state of Pennsylvania. And he's also talked about leasing out Route 80, which is not a toll road currently, but he's
a pretty unusual perspectives to come from any state governor, let alone a Democrat.
I thought so myself.
Yeah.
So I'm just very interested in following the story, and I thought you guys would be interested to hear about that.
Very cool.
There's another story that fits the state of Pennsylvania that I don't know if it's been made national headlines or not, but there was a big anti-gun law rally here at the state capitol where there's a senator from the, I think, Philadelphia area, last name of Cruz, who introduced gun legislation which would require every citizen in the state of Pennsylvania to pay a $10 annual gun licensing fee and have to register their guns and have them counted and all that good stuff. There was a gentleman, or two gentlemen, who showed up at this rally with a sign stating that Cruz should be hung from the Tree of Liberty for acts of treason against the Constitution.
Mm.
Which, pretty impactful message. Well, it got so much attention that these guys are now being investigated for racist and terroristic threats.
Yeah, you really got to be careful. I mean, when you're talking about hanging someone, the government officials are going to take that really personally. And we had Rick Stanley on our show in the past, and his interview's archived at our guest page at freetalklive.com, but he was brought up on charges for threatening a judge, which the allegation was, I guess, they said he was threatening a judge. He just simply had said something to the effect of that the militia in his state was going to bring them up on treason charges or something like that. And I don't think they actually
talk about that story.
Yeah, I don't think they actually physically threatened the judge, but they'll take it. They'll use any excuse they can get to bring out those sorts of charges against.
You bring to mind a fanciful notion that maybe I'll put in a script sometime. Although in real life it could never possibly work, and people would look at it as just being incredibly awful that a group of people would set this up. But imagine going to one of these anti-gun rallies with a group of people, and it would end up having the reverse effect. But It could make a great point. Unfortunately, nobody would get it, probably. But if you had a group of people go to one of these rallies to infiltrate it intentionally with squibs of blood under their shirts, and you have two people, one of whom pulls out a fake semi-automatic weapon and starts firing off rounds at these people as if he's freaking out, and all these people are going down, boom, 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 and then another guy comes out with his fake gun and fires it at the other guy and hypothetically saves all these other lives.
Right.
And then they all get up and they say, by the way, are you still in favor of gun control? But you couldn't do it because it would be seen as too harsh, too
scary.
Oh, yeah, it would
be really extreme.
Yeah, and it's,
not to mention that there's a good chance that if there was any police standing around that somebody would get shot.
Yeah, good point. Exactly.
Thank you. Jason, thanks for the update, and good luck continuing there.
Anybody in Pennsylvania that can rally behind this privatization of the roads, step forward and make yourself heard.
Good idea.
Right on, dude. Thanks for the call. 800-259-9231.
I got to Google that. That's really interesting.
So we were talking in the last segment of the last hour about free market defense, and Mark brought up the old canard of, well, we need government to keep us safe from the other evil governments in the world. And, on its face, that may sound legitimate, but Gardner, you had started to talk about how the wealth in a free market society would be so intense, would be so much greater than the rest of the world, that how would that sort of parlay into an effective market-based voluntary defense?
Well, I think what happens when you think about it is you bring up thoughts like Marx logically applies, and you say, okay, look, you've got governments oriented against a group of people who might not be, they might be loosely affiliated. Hypothetically, let's say this is the first part of your thought process. You've got these people that don't have a government. You've got a government which can forcibly take money from people, can direct an economy towards building these weapons and so on and so forth, and they're targeting you. And you think to yourself, oh, now, wait a minute. That's what the Soviet Union was trying to do to the United States. And when they opened up the KGB files, they found, when they took South Yemen, they tried all these different things, in Central America with Che Guevara. They were trying to infiltrate these things, and a lot of the anti-communist guys were right. They were absolutely right, Robert Conquest was right about the Soviet Union, and nobody would listen to him. So you say to yourself, okay, that's what the Soviet Union was trying to do for 50-some years, 60 years, 70 years, 80 years. And their economy, for various reasons, their expansionist Soviet state, collapsed in on itself, while our semi-capitalistic state was able to create the wealth and productivity and prosperity that allowed us to fund greater technology and so on and so forth. So you say to yourself, okay, that step in the thought process seems sensible to me, that if people are allowed to be free, it frees up more productive capital to then invest in defense, which can just skyrocket on a curve past any directed economy. Okay.
Right, because you don't need as much. It's easier to defend any given area than it is to go on the offense.
Sure, sure.
And so it wouldn't even cost as much to defend as it would to spend on all this, military stuff that we have today.
That's true, although, that's a good point.
And with competition involved, there'd be this whole other factor that isn't even in play today at all.
That's it. That's the key. And when I was working on that article, I thought, okay, well, look, I know that there are going to be some people who are going to be reading this. I got to be pretty strict on how I'm figuring this out. So you go, okay, look, how would you come forward? And this is something that people have in coffee table conversation till 3 in the morning among libertarians. If you wanted to have a stateless society, how would you come up with this large-scale defense? You won't call it national defense. You'll call it something else, but it's large-scale defense.
Mm-hmm.
And you think, okay, well, maybe there would be small pockets of defense organizations, and they would have to coordinate with each other. Well, yeah, that might work. Well, okay, we'll put aside the gangland idea that people fear that there could be gangsterism, one police force fighting another police force, or National Defense Force fighting another.
You don't have to put that aside because it's not realistic.
Yeah, I just postpone it. I shouldn't say put it aside permanently, just for the sake of the conversation.
Okay.
We'll get to that in a moment. And I think what happens is, as you start to think about it, you say, well, look, how would people start to invest in this potential, protection against this potential threat that Mark brings up? And the way it would work is there would be agencies, much like insurance agencies, that would say, we are going to offer our services. And even because a lot of people say, that I should point this out before the break, a lot of people say it's tough for these undifferentiated groups to defend themselves unless they're attacked. And by then it's too late. But insurance is the way to go.
More on the way, 800-259-9231. Mark looks confused. We'll find out why he's confused. And take your calls about whatever's on your mind. This is Free Talk Live.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering through our website. Just go to amazon.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a percentage of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site, amazon.freetalklive.com. That's amazon.freetalklive.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold for your IRA? That's right. Gold has been available to be placed in IRAs since 1986. Yet still, the financial industry refuses to recognize the value of real hard assets for your retirement. The truth be told, gold and silver has outperformed paper investments like stocks, bonds, and CDs, yet no word about IRAs. Perhaps the financial institutions want to maintain control of your assets by keeping you in paper. If you'd like to take a look at gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low return on your paper investments. Call 800-686-2237. Make sure that you secure your future. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
It's a fact. You can legally eliminate credit card debt, which has been fraudulently created by the banks. Since its creation in 1913, the Federal Reserve has not been held responsible for its own debt. So why should you, the hardworking American, be harassed for yours? There's a double standard when it comes to being responsible for debt, and unlike the Federal Reserve, the people of this country can't print more money when needed. Day of Jubilee has created a successful program designed for people that want to stop harassing calls and threatening letters from bill collectors. This is not a debt consolidation company. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their credit card debt instead of living each day in fear. It's time to turn your life around. Call Day of Jubilee, open 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Central Standard Time at 920-293-8024. That's 920-293-8024. And ask for Robert. Don't wait any longer to get your life back in order.
We understand that decisions related to health can be overwhelming. That is why at ResearchedHerbs.com we take pride in offering you herbs whose safety and effectiveness have been proven time and time again. For example, did you know that Live 52, the top-selling natural herbal supplement for liver diseases since 1930, is backed by over 300 research studies and clinical trials and prescribed by more than 200,000 health professionals worldwide? In fact, the effectiveness of all the herbs featured on ResearchedHerbs.com, including those for cholesterol, blood pressure, diabetes, arthritis, cirrhosis, and hepatitis, among others, is extremely well documented. Our website, ResearchedHerbs.com, was created to empower you with the information and answers you need to make the right health decisions. Researched and proven herbs at great prices. Visit us online at ResearchedHerbs.com or call 1-800-845-3841 for more information. That's 1-800-845-3841.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
The show's Free Talk Live, and it's your show. You can take control of the airwaves and bring up what you want toll-free at 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line for you. It's Ian here with you.
Vanguard.
And Mark. And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com, where all the features are completely free, including live streams. There's a broadband version of the show and a dial-up version waiting for you for free at freetalklive.com. And the Free State Project's Porcupine Freedom Festival, better known as Porkfest, is June 18th through the 24th. At Porkfest, you'll be able to socialize with hundreds of fellow activists and lovers of liberty, as well as talk with New Hampshire natives and those who've made the move. Register today at porkfest.com. That's P-O-R-C-F-E-S-T.com. We're talking about the idea of free market defense. It's a scary idea for a lot of people, the idea of letting go of their government security blanket and putting the market in charge of defense, whether it be defending you from a common thug on the street or an entire military that might be invading. My position, and apparently, Guard, you agree with me on this, is
sure.
that the market can handle it.
Yeah, I think I do agree with you. I think there are a lot of people who have very great fears, and I think it's a long intellectual process to be able to investigate these things because there are a lot of questions that crop up.
Well, I think that first we should get on the same page as
sure.
to what you and I think.
Right. Right.
Like, we would both agree that we should bring back our troops from the 600, 700 military bases that the United States has around the world, right?
Absolutely.
So we would both agree on that. And we would both agree that we probably don't need, a gigantic navy with deep water ships to go around the world, aircraft carriers, that kind of thing, because that's really to prosecute a war in a foreign country rather than to defend this one.
I don't know. You know, I might feel that it would be good to have those things on hand, but, you know, I'd have to assess how much I thought things cost and things like that, and... when the politicians decide, I don't really have to exercise that intellectual responsibility because they're all deciding for me and I don't have much say. If
mm-hmm.
I was hiring a private company and seeing how much I wanted to invest, I'd say, and do I want to pay for a defense force that could go abroad, that could have, you know, six cruisers and battleships and aircraft carriers in the Gulf of Hormuz or something?
Mm-hmm.
Maybe four. I don't know. I'm not sure. So, but I do agree with you that... the expenditure is very, very high, and clearly there's a lot of inefficiency and waste. I don't know whether or not having all those would tend to get us towards becoming aggressive, or if I would feel more comfortable if we had that many for defense.
So I think that we would both agree that a different policy than what we have now, the foreign adventurism, that kind of thing,
yes.
that the wars that we fight now...
I'd like to point out, I don't fight any wars right now.
Right. The wars the United States yeah. fights right now, he doesn't ally himself with in any way with the United States, so we can't use
yeah.
the terminology.
And I guess we can't even use the word war because they're just really military conflicts. They never declared war.
Well, I just don't like collectivism, and I want to make sure I eliminate it from my vocabulary.
Right.
And when I hear that word, I'm still guilty of using it, and so I want to make it so I'm aware of it when it's used and correct
strict.
Myself
right
or correct
on.
You.
Yeah.
Because
yeah.
I don't want to be included in that. Thank you.
Okay.
Fine.
Yeah, absolutely right.
Hey, we'll
on.
Let you guys get back to it here
yeah.
in a moment. Let's go to the phones. Lance is on the line in San Francisco. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian Guard and Mark.
Hey, guys. I was having probably this exact same conversation with my brother maybe like 2 or 3 days ago.
Yeah.
I've been talking about like free market things and stuff like that. And it seems to me like I couldn't break the argument because there's so many situations in history which show that nations conquer small like areas. Like the Native Americans got conquered, the Celts got conquered by the Romans, the all those barbarians got conquered by the Romans in Northern Europe. So it seems so so difficult to think of a loose confederation of people defending themselves against such a gigantic power like that.
Yeah, it's a great point.
First of all, it's not really fair to go back and compare primitive sort of. Technologies with what we have today, and so I think that's sort of apples and oranges to some extent. Yes, the history of humanity has been violence against other humans. There's no doubt about that. So it's certainly a serious issue that needs to be looked at. But looking
Roman
at today
and the barbarians, they're pretty evenly matched. I mean, it's kind of like M16s and AK-47s now. It's pretty much the same.
Wouldn't you agree though that the United States military and the Iraqi insurgents are definitely not evenly matched?
Oh, completely. But we have this political culture in this nation right now, which very much hinders our ability to be as vicious
Holding
and ruthless as like the Nazis and the communists and stuff like that. Like, there's still a large percentage of people like you and myself who are like, hey, I don't want to go into a village and murder innocent people. And I'd like to see that culture continue. But it seems like that there's also that other side of the coin, which is like a culture somewhere else can easily develop that. And they just
well, let me,
and they'll just...
I'd like to address your point about the ancient cultures. In many of those instances, those ancient cultures were not free market cultures. They weren't capitalistic cultures. I mean, you know, the analogy is is interesting on its face. But
why aren't the Indians free market or capitalistic?
The Indians were tribal.
Okay.
And
but, I mean, they traded crap with each other and stuff.
And they, I think, if you look at, I just want to look at Europe first. And
okay.
Indians, I think, is an excellent example to look at later. But as far as the Europeans go, if you look at Ireland, they did have kings. They had
no, they had tribal chiefs back then. They didn't have
kings, they had tribal chiefs, but those tribal chiefs became kings. I mean, you look at some of those, particularly in Ireland. And if you look at, for example, ancient Iceland, Viking Age Iceland, they lasted for 500 years. And the only thing that drove them out in essentially a free market laissez-faire system that they had was not any military conquest or anything like that. It was the change of the temperature. The Indians, I think, is quite interesting because they had essentially organized warfare against each other in many cases.
Mm-hmm.
They had certain areas. So it's interesting. I want to investigate that further. But you guys go ahead and continue your analysis.
Oh, I don't know. I mean, that's what my concerns are. My concern is that in the void of government, which I feel like that's the final place that government, the final spot that government has a place, is protecting us militarily from other governments. I think that is its minimum use and the one that I would like to see. That's my concern, is that some other government, for whatever reason, will feel like, oh my God, those people in America, they're being oppressed. Let's get in there and help.
Lance, any other thoughts?
Yeah, I think that one possible type of solution would be, because, you know, it takes time for a culture to develop, and it seems like if there was a free market type of culture which has been developed over 200 years, it would get a lot harder to be able to organize another government to take us over. I think the most important critical time would be if we went to a free market type society would be maybe like the first 20 or 30 or 40 years. I think after that, the whole, you know, generations will have grown up under this free market system, and loyalties, like community loyalties, you know, I know you don't like the word collectivism and stuff like that, but, I mean, you really do look at your neighbor, and your neighbor looks at you, and, you know, we all live together here. So I think if we all saw ourselves like solidarity, like solidly independent, and I mean, I'm just trying to think of like a mindset where we would have where they're both individualistic but also would want to.
Sure, I mean, theoretically, that's where, I mean, we would want things to go. And if these insurance companies were providing defensive capabilities, then, you know, the marketplace would be handling it. But I still want to address some of your friend's concerns. And, Lance, thank you, and stay tuned for those. 800-259-9231. We need to compare the history of warfare versus what we have today and how the free market society be different. It's Free Talk Live.
People who use Cartabite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartabite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartabite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, in herbal formulas like Cartabite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, few months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at www.heartdrop.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
Government is best, which governs least.
Wake up and smell the fascism.
Being in government means never having to say you're sorry.
What part of unconstitutional do you not understand, George?
In today's world full of tyranny and injustice, sometimes it seems the only thing we still have is our freedom of speech. Exercise your freedom of speech by purchasing your choice of hundreds of different Liberty stickers, from humorous to serious, at libertystickers.com. LibertyStickers.com can even customize your own bumper stickers. It's time to stand up for what you believe. Invest in your freedom. Get your stickers at LibertyStickers.com for your family, friends, and community. Go to LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626. That's 877-873-9626. And express your freedom of speech today. Call 877-873-9626. That's 877-873-9626.
We've all seen the tornado device on TV and wondered if it really worked. I was also skeptical at first until we tested 6 tornado units. And in every case, we got more miles per gallon and felt more power. Gasoline's expensive, so when we find something that saves us money, it just makes sense to get it. Call 800-500-8880 and order your tornado unit today. Or visit tornadoair.com.
Oil is oil. Don't kid yourself. Technology makes better oils possible, like Royal Purple. Royal Purple reduces friction and increases film strength. Go to royalpurple.com and you'll find independent test results from North Carolina and Oklahoma State. Not hype, just facts. What's in it for you? Superior protection, fewer oil changes, more horsepower, torque, and better gas mileage. Find Royal Purple at Napa, O'Reilly's, your local high-performance center, and royalpurple.com today.
How are you feeling today? Well, I ask because if you have health challenges, then reading our free e-booklet about the most amazing discovery of our time is crucial. The booklet is about an amazing fruit from Southeast Asia they call mangosteen. It's a centuries-old medicinal fruit whose time has come, and it has amassed 40 years of published research. We have information and testimonials from all over the world about the health potential of this amazing fruit. The powerful botanical has contributed to the well-being of millions of people the world over with health concerns just like yours. You can have this 22-page e-booklet absolutely free. We'll also offer your website with links to actual testimonials and product information. Could this fruit help you in your quest for total health? Find out why mangosteen is known as the queen of all fruits and why it's fast becoming the best-selling wellness product ever brought to the market. Your health is in your hands. Do something about it today. Call 800-658-0597. Again, that's 800-658-0597.
You're listening to GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
This is Free Talk Live, and it's your show. You can bring up what you want on the SICL CAI toll-free line, 800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Guard. And Mark.
1-800-259-9231. Join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site, totally free. That includes the bulletin board system, over 210,000 posts, over 1,400 people interacting, lots of stuff to talk about there. Serious issues, fun stuff, you'll find it all. And it's all free. bbs.freetalklive.com, we'll get you to it. That's bbs.freetalklive.com.
Do you have a company that needs to try something new in the area of collections? SACL CAI does collections, early out billing, and they purchase charged-off receivables. SACL's employees are trained in resolving issues for your customers and treating them with respect. They know that not only do you want to collect your money, you want to keep those clients, too. SACL CAI. Check out their banner at freetalklive.com or call 1-800-544-6359. Do business with businesses that support Free Talk Live.
People want to talk about this issue of free market defense. We're going to get to the calls here in a moment, but just a few thoughts so far. Because
yeah.
We had Lance call in. He said he was having this very discussion with a friend of his recently or his brother or something, and he wasn't really getting anywhere. And this is a tough issue. I myself am fairly new to taking this particular side of it. But I don't think, first of all, I don't think it's entirely fair to use history as an example of what would happen in the future. Okay, yes, the history of mankind is a violent one, with mankind conquering other men and taking their lands and doing terrible things to the women and children and all of that.
And getting confronted with facts is just so, it's just so annoying.
Well, the fact is, Mark, things are different today than they were 200 years ago.
They are.
We happen to live in a country where there's a very widespread amount of gun ownership. And I'd like to point out that in the beginning, at least, to my understanding, Indians didn't have guns when white man was coming over and demolishing them.
They eventually got their hands on some. Right. I'm sure plenty of them had guns and lots of different,
It took a little time for that to happen.
We dealt with the Indians for hundreds of years.
It was also interesting because there are various stories that I've looked up a little bit on the Indians, and unfortunately I don't know enough about the Indian culture, the various Indian nations, to be able to explain it all very thoroughly or even understand it as well as I would like to, but They often didn't have private property rights in certain areas, and they had other private property rights in other areas. So, like hunting, they didn't have property rights, but they had property mm-hmm. rights to certain nations had property rights to rivers and things like that. So, trade. If you look at the weaponry and the power of the West, of the Western European nations coming over to America, they had advantages specifically because they had infusions of capitalism. During periods of the Renaissance and even after that, during the 1700s and 1800s. And it was to the disadvantage of the American Indian that they didn't have that. Now, they did do trading, though. And so the question is, can you say that every nation would be like Viking Age Iceland, where they were safe, they had defense forces, and they were laissez-faire? Or would you have situations like Mark brought up? What about the American Indians getting slaughtered by government entities in the United States, particularly under Abraham Lincoln and others? What about enslavement? And the only thing that I would add is for people to explore is the question that arises, I think, is people say, well, look, if we have these differentiated pockets of laissez-faire groups where there isn't a government, everything's based on capitalism, would they recognize the need for self-defense in a large way? Would it be strong enough unless they got attacked? Would they say, no, we're going to spend our money in other ways. We're not worried about these people. And what if they made a mistake? So then you say, well, you know, that's why insurance companies came into existence, because people do want to hedge against those possibilities. They do want to invest and guard against natural disasters, and sometimes they don't have enough. But on the whole, people start to take actions, and they would invest in private market forces. The question then arises, which is the final point that you brought up, Ian, what if they invest in these market forces and there are differing market defense forces that are ready to attack each other? How do you get around that? And what I say is...
You're talking about the gangland?
Yeah, the gangland.
Well, that's a whole separate issue. That the reason why that's not sustainable, and it's not, is simply because the gangs in that particular case, the what theoretically would be in private insurers fighting one another, first of all, they don't have the printing press. That's the first and most important factor of any governmental war, is that they're funded not through confiscatory taxation, but through inflation, through turning on the printing press and literally printing out the money that they need to purchase the bombs and the tanks.
Businesses would have to rely on people who are saying, hey, you're not working in my best interest anymore.
The governments certainly have survived on confiscatory taxation in the past and propagated wars based on that. I mean, that's not
like this government. Not like this government today.
Oh, I would absolutely concur. You're not talking about
the only reason the American government's military is as big as it is today is because of the Federal Reserve. That's a fact. The rest of the governments around the world, if they tried to mount an attack right now on the United States population, it would be an insane move, because not only would they have to deal with armed individuals defending their households and their neighborhoods, but they'd also have to defend against armed individuals in the form of militias, in addition to the insurance companies and the private defense providers. There'd be different tiers of defense to the way the free market system would be set up. Yeah. But again, just to jump back into that, the gangland atmosphere isn't sustainable, because theoretically these insurance companies would be funding themselves on a voluntary basis, and people would stop paying for this sort of conquering. Also, the individuals that they would have to pay to do their dirty work, the people that would actually be the foot soldiers, would be dying, and so therefore they'd raise their rates as well. And again, this company wouldn't have the ability to just print out scrip. They wouldn't be able to pay them with the fiat currency like the government does for its soldiers today. And so it's just not sustainable. Yes, it's possible that someone could go violent and turn against some of their own countrymen, but they wouldn't last very long.
You know, this is just fascinating. I want to investigate this further, because and on my own, and do some reading and writing on this, because Mark, you know, when you brought up the European cultures and the Romans, again, you know, I think to myself, gee, you know, much like the Indians were at the loss because they didn't have these market structures that had been in place in the West that helped develop things, you know, bringing over gunpowder, making it extremely useful after it was invented in China, the ships that brought these guys over, the food that kept them healthy and, you know, kept them out there going up against the Indians. Over in Europe, the Romans, similar way, they established huge trade zones, even under the Roman Empire in some cases. They still allowed for a great deal of trade. So you say, how much advantage did trade give them within those status structures that allowed them? And why didn't that develop in, say, you know, the British Isles as much as it did? Is it a cultural phenomenon as well? Education? It's fascinating.
Let's talk to Rob in Atlanta. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian Gardner and Mark.
Hey. Yeah,
hey,
I just wanted to weigh in on this free market defense thing.
Yes, sir.
Well, I think that the United States is uniquely poised to be really the best place to implement a real free market. And when I say a real free market, I'm not talking about the sort of thing that Chairman Mao Edge is referring to, which was minarchy. I'm actually talking about, you know, Ian is insane sort of free market.
Okay.
This country is actually better poised to do that for a couple of reasons. One, much better access to technology as far as creating weaponry. If we had a real free market here, you know, the sort of thing that MacGyver was innovating would be like kindergarten stuff compared to the sort of things that free minds could be able to innovate in this country, should it be necessary to really defend it like that.
Mm-hmm.
The other thing for me, and this is a big issue for me, I think that the primary impediment for a real free market economy springing up somewhere in the world is, in fact, the U.S. government. So if we were to get rid of the U.S. government, I think that would be the primary people you'd have to ever worry about invading and installing a government in the first place. I don't think other countries don't, generally speaking, look to go installing governments. I mean, it's always the U.S. that's pushing for that sort of thing.
Well, China does want to invade Thailand, but, yeah, for the most part, it is pretty much the U.S. government.
Yeah, but, I mean, and Thailand, at least there's some sort of ancestral history sort of thing. I mean, if there is quote-unquote anarchy in Somalia, China doesn't want to invade Somalia to install a government.
That's true, but the UN does, and so I guess maybe the UN might be another factor. If you've got another point, hang on, Rob, we'll bring it back. 800-259-9231. More about this, and maybe your call, if we got time for it. We might be able to slip you in. 800-259-9231. This is Free Talk Live.
DVD, books, music, instrument, periodical, computer, software, electronic, photo, cell phone, office product, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supply, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Amazon.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, a great deal, delivery to your door, and a percentage of your purchase will go to Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon through Amazon.freetalklive.com.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer, and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning, and the poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now, it's cancer's turn to die with LaceMed Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267 or visit www.lasemedinc.com. Call 702-953-0267.
Automakers in the oil industry are in a fuel fight. Automakers claim gasoline quality doesn't measure up. Is your vehicle performing like it should? Now there's SFR Green, performance technologies for a clean planet. SFR Green's Protecta reduces emissions and improves fuel economy, meeting automakers' new standards. So do something green. For a special offer with free shipping, go to greengasadditive.com. Or to locate a retailer, go to greengasadditive.com.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.
I love the new sandal styles, but before I discovered Nonex Nail Gel, I was too embarrassed about my toenails to wear them.
If your nails look dark or discolored, now there's a solution besides hiding them. It's a patented nail gel called Nonex. All-natural Nonex clears out the source of the problem, the dark or yellow material that builds up under nails called keratin debris.
Nonex Nail Gel is absolutely amazing. My toenails now look clear, and I'm not embarrassed to wear sandals anymore.
Nonex Nail Gel removes yellowing keratin debris, is podiatrist recommended, and has been clinically shown to improve nail clarity. It's also money-back guaranteed. You'll find Nonex Gel, spelled N-O-N-Y-X, in the foot care section at Rite Aid, Walgreens, Long's, Brooks, Duane Reade, and independent pharmacies nationwide, or online at drugstore.com. Nonex Nail Gel, for clearer nails and feet that look great in sandals.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Only moments remain. Maybe enough time for your call. 800-259-9231 is the SACL CII toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Gard.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com, where all the features are totally free. And, by the way, we do ask that you voluntarily support the show by buying some stuff over at Amazon. You know them, the world's largest internet retailer, Amazon.freetalklive.com, is how you enter if you want a percentage of your purchase to go to Free Talk Live. The prices are still the same great prices, still the same great free Super Saver shipping deals, still the same 40 categories that you can shop from. It's Amazon. It's just that when you enter through Amazon.freetalklive.com, Free Talk Live gets a cut. It's a sweet deal. You get what
Sounds
you want.
Good.
We get a cut. Everybody's happy. Amazon.freetalklive.com. I think we saw Rob in Georgia. You're back on Free Talk Live.
No, he's gone.
Rob's gone?
Yes.
Okay, so the board op's telling you who's gone now. Alrighty then. So,
no, actually I have Rob on the
You're IMing him. All right, so Rob's gone. So we're still talking about the idea of free market defense and how the marketplace would be able to handle defense more effectively, more economically, and just better overall than the government.
And they might not fly in on an aircraft carrier 4 years ago today and say mission accomplished.
I've got just a couple more points on this, and I know you may have some more guys as well, but I also wanted to point out that the history of wars, with the exception of certainly there are some exceptions, but basically the history of wars is governments fighting governments. And governments go in, they fight another government.
Peoples conquering peoples. I mean, isn't that, to some extent what we're talking about there? I mean, cultures, usually, like a lot of times you'll have cultures that hate each other that are living right next to each other. You know, that's generally, for Eskimos, don't hate Bushmen because Eskimos have never seen Bushmen. Bushmen, on the other hand, dislike, I don't know, I'm making up tribes now here, I don't know a lot about Africa, Tutsis, because they're nearby. So,
okay.
I mean, you know, there's cultural conflicts there.
I understand that. But typically it's governments that fight governments. And then what usually happens is there's the government soldiers that are there in that country defending so-called the country. And then once they get defeated, they turn over all their equipment. They turn over all of their structure to the invading government. Usually they're the people that are around as well. And for the most part, they just, do whatever the ruling force says they should do. And as I pointed out, in the free market situation, we'd have different levels of defense. You'd have the defense companies, whose job it would be to defend the country or defend the area. Then you'd have, individual militias. You'd also have individuals defending their own households. So there'd be a lot more defense in the free market America than what we currently even have today.
Mm.
But beyond that, there's no government structure to take over in the free market. There's no presidency to defeat.
You can't get your hands on the strings of power.
Right. There's no infrastructure.
You can't take over one guy's position, put a gun to his head, and say, hey, listen, if you're not on my side, you're a dead man.
Yeah.
Or if he agrees, then you're in like Flynn. And if he disagrees, you shoot him, and you put somebody else in his place.
And there's only one side. There's only the invading force. There's no other sides. There's multiple insurance companies in a market basis defending different areas of land, that sort of thing. And who knows, as you pointed out, Guard, what the free market would revolutionize in the way of affordable, effective defense. We have no idea what sort of defensive mechanisms would be come up with that would be much more effective than what we have today. And secondly, there'd be no rules. So, for instance, if, Gardner, you're the dictator of whatever nation, whatever country is going to invade, let's just say it's New Hampshire. Let's just say New Hampshire goes free market and the rest of the United States is same old U.S.
Yeah.
If you're this dictator that wants to invade the free market of New Hampshire, you have to remember that the defense organizations that are defending the people in that state, they've never signed any international treaties. They've never said, well, we're going to not assassinate any political leaders, because that's what all these other countries have done. They've signed on and said, okay, here are the rules of conflict. Here are the rules of war. One of the rules is you can't assassinate the leaders of the country. Well, that rule would be out the window. And so you, as the man who wanted to invade New Hampshire, would immediately have a very, very expensive target placed on your head by the defense organizations. Now maybe the defense organizations would send out their own hit squads against you and your right-hand man or whatever, or maybe they just offer this nice little bounty in addition and say, hey, anybody can collect this bounty. You bring us the head of Gardner Goldsmith, we'll pay you $5 million.
Well, I'm sure that somebody could have counted on a great deal of money from Saddam Hussein, especially if somebody went prospecting him for that money, if they would have brought him the head of George W. Bush. But dictators have a tendency to insulate themselves in a vanguard of big men with suits and automatic weapons. So I don't know how effective necessarily what you're talking about is going to be. I mean, if I'm going to wage war on New Hampshire, now I would concur with you, it will be much more difficult to take over New Hampshire without an existing government infrastructure than it is with it. If I wanted to take over New Hampshire with a government, I go to Concord. I look for that building with a big gold dome. Yeah. I go there and I start holding bureaucrats, elected officials hostage, and I tell them, look, I own this place now. Don't you agree?
Yeah, you've got the guns.
You know what I find fascinating is exploring, and you can only, it's difficult historically, as we were saying, to be able to investigate all the different factors that might have caused
none of us are historians.
To fall to another culture and things like that. Yeah.
We know just enough to be dangerous.
Right. But it's interesting on an abstract intellectual level to say, okay, theoretically, do you think that the forces of capitalism, that people would recognize the advantages to remaining peaceful and creating free market institutions that insulate them and protect them from encroachments by, let's say, governments or from other free market institutions that might be arising in another area among people they just don't like, the people who have the red hair or the people who have the blue eyes or whatever.
I think we have a long way to go to get to the point where people recognize free market philosophies and
you don't even know what the free market is.
What's that?
People don't even know what the free market is.
Don't.
Some people think we have that today.
This is the thing. If they don't necessarily have to in some cases, if the institutions are allowed to grow, if they are not prevented from growing.
Which institutions are we talking about?
For example, insurance companies started to grow before government said, hey, we need insurance. Now insurance companies are getting mauled by governments that are telling them how to do their business. And we're seeing that the insurance companies are getting screwed and people's insurance rates are going way up.
I think you can make that point by point. I think you can talk about smaller government or small government point by point. But I think when it's the broad topic of letting the market handle, especially things that the government has always had the purview of, violence, policing, armies, all that stuff. That's where it really gets on shaky ground for people.
Toll free, 800-259-9231. Let's sneak in Ryan. I mean, this has been a fascinating conversation, but Ryan is on the line. You can take control of the airwaves in California. Hey, Ryan.
Hey, I wanted to respond to Richard, the Leo that called in from Miami on Saturday.
Yes, law enforcement officer, sure.
He had suggested that his experience in dealing with 14-year-olds who wanted to break out of the house to go buy pot, that this was a reason to support the drug war, because he sees how terrible this situation is between kids and their parents, or teenagers and their parents.
That was
and I just
suggestion.
Wanted to suggest that it's kind of awful that a parent would be trying to force a 14-year-old kid to stay in the house. I think that's kind of a Rothbardian idea, that at the point when the kid can get up and get out of the house and engage in the free market to get what he wants, that he sort of liberated himself from his parents.
Well, I don't think you're going to find a lot of parents backing you up on that particular one.
Yeah, if he's
but
being a brat, then the parents should be able to keep him in the damn house.
I think, well, what if the parents... No, you shouldn't be saying that. You should be agreeing with them.
But the problem, I think that if you're living under someone else's roof, then you have to live by their rules.
Oh.
Well, that's what I... But I also mean that the parents should be able to kick them out. I mean, if you're...
Right,
if you have to call the police officers to keep him in line... you should be able to say, well, look, okay, if you break out to go get your pot, well, then I'm not going to let you stay here anymore.
I understand where you're coming from, but probably it seems to me that a better argument towards what he was talking about is 14-year-olds do that over video games, girls, and all kinds of things that are illegal. Are we going to outlaw...
That are legal.
Are we going to outlaw teenage girls now because teenage boys might break out of their houses in order to go find them?
The other point one could make on that, and I didn't on Saturday night, was that, he's bringing this example up of why drugs are so bad, but wait a minute, that's illegal. Marijuana is illegal, and the 14-year-old is still going out and getting his hands on marijuana. So it's clear that the illegal status of this drug hasn't done anything to make things better for this family.
Well, the cop did admit that they have lost, horribly lost,
that's
the
true.
War on drugs at this point. So,
Ryan, your final thoughts?
Oh, I also wanted to mention that I've started reading The Market for Liberty, and a book that it reminds me of in certain ways is a book by Walter Block called Defending the Undefendable. So I just kind of wanted to look
at
that.
I've read that, too. It's very good.
Thank you for the call,
Otherwise,
Ryan.
Thank
we
you.
Appreciate
Bye-bye.
It.
Yeah,
thank you.
Good
suggestions.
Someone actually sent me that, Defending the Undefendable. It's all about, essentially defending
people.
Drug dealers and
mm-hmm.
prostitutes and the so-called dregs of society. It's interesting, and I'm looking forward to reading it. All right, so it's been Ian here with you.
Oh, wow. This is the end. And Garth.
Yeah. With my Mark.
Well, we'll be back tomorrow night. You can join us online in the meantime. And Gardner, of course, will join us next week. And join us online at freetalklive.com. Don't forget to join Gard on his website at libertyconspiracy.com. We'll see you tomorrow night.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.